One of the areas of disagreement in the state budget centers on funding for services for New York's developmentally disabled people. Governor Andrew Cuomo has cut money and the legislature wants to restore it. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt takes a look at what it means for some members of the state's disabled community.
Governor Cuomo in his budget plan cut $120 million in funding for groups that provide services to the developmentally disabled. The cuts come after Congress determined that New York had been overbilling the federal government for Medicaid services for state-run centers for the developmentally disabled. Providers of group homes, day programs, and vocational services say it's unfair to make up for the federal cuts at their expense. Some of the groups brought clients and their families to the Capitol for a silent visit to protest the cuts. Didi Barcelo has a developmentally disabled brother who lives in a group home. She says she worries staff and services will be cut if the funding reductions go through.
Across the board, everything, because when you say cuts, you don't know where they're going to cut, and they've already cut a lot as it is. I mean, how much more can this organization cut and maintain its citizens?
Margaret Rostiella, who also came to lobby against the cuts, has an autistic son who lives in a group home and is actively involved in a day program.
His day program consists of volunteering at a soup kitchen. He delivers meals on wheels. He volunteers at a pantry, all with very it's important to have a good staff person with him.
Because it keeps him going.
It keeps him going. It keeps him active. It keeps him involved in helping other people. But he needs support.
Rostiella is worried that the cut proposed by Cuomo, which would mean a 6% across-the-board reduction, would mean staff cuts. She says 75% of the budget for the group home and its programs goes for employees.
I'm afraid there's going to be layoffs. And with layoffs, I call it house arrest. The only way he can get out is if he's out with a support staff person. He cannot walk out the door. He'll run in the road. He doesn't understand about traffic. He can only leave the house. He doesn't understand about money. He cannot go to a store by himself. He can't go into a men's room by himself because he wouldn't understand if someone was inappropriately approaching him. He needs staff. If you don't have enough staff, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that means he's not going to be going out. And I don't think we put people under house arrest simply for being developmentally disabled.
Both the Senate and Assembly have restored the $120 million in their One House budget resolutions, saying that it's critical funding that would result in severe hardship if it were to be eliminated. Cuomo has said he's open to the idea of restorations, but in recent comments he made after an appearance in Westchester, the governor lectured the providers of services to the disabled, saying they would have to learn to make do with less.
I don't accept the point that just because you're spending less, you can't do the job that you need to do. I believe in many areas the state was actually spending more money than it needed to be spending.
Didi Barcelo, whose brother is in a group home, has this answer.
He's not making do with less, but he expects everyone else to.
The governor and lawmakers have just a few more days to agree on a final spending plan in order to meet their self-imposed early budget deadline. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.